Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Hi, I'm Nikki Eisenhower, and this is Emotional Badass. Last week, we talked about the resistance to meditation. So today, I'm going to actually walk you through a meditation. This is a very simple meditation that we're going to do today because meditation, I think, should be simple. We'd do it more often if it was really simple. And I think with the hectic pace of today, we need more simple. We can all do better with a little more simple. And this idea that meditation is about clearing your mind and thinking of nothing keeps people from doing meditation. Our minds are so overstimulated that being still and quiet is really hard. Our natural state is hard for us because of these decades of technology, the fast work pace, the high expectations to just do that we all live under. So today in this meditation, I'm going to do a little reading and I'm going to walk you through the simple meditation. Now, if it's hard for you, if your mind runs everywhere else except right where it is with me, my voice, your body, your mind, your heart, your psyche, just come back to it. Just take a breath and come right back into it. This is like a mind muscle. And the more that you just give yourself permission to sit there and fail and fail and fail again at meditating, the more you'll do it. And meditation is the only thing that we can fail miserably at and still be successful. So just doing this meditation, hearing my words, attempting to open your mind to what the meditation is, and you're successful. Now, in next week's show, I'm going to talk about not good enough. Because one of the things that has kept me from doing more audio meditations for my audience, for you guys, to spread the wellness and well-being that I want to in the world, is because I'm not going to be able to do it perfectly. And when I listen to other people's meditations, they have it all mixed with all the right music, the right sounds, the right tone, the right velvety voice. And I want to do it just right for y'all, but for myself too. So next week, I'm going to talk about that not good enough, how so many of us sensitive people, we struggle with this idea that we just shouldn't do things because they're not perfect enough, they're not good enough. So that'll lead me into my next show. But today we're going to do this simple meditation. So wherever you are, do a little shifting. If you're seated, let your feet connect with the earth or the floor. Let your pelvis, your hips, your sit bones melt into the chair or the earth. Feel rooted and grounded in your lower body. Just start to notice your breath. Don't try to change it. Don't try to control it. Just notice. We want to notice our breath in meditation like a huh, with a curiosity that huh, that's interesting. Huh, that's curious. Just a seeing it, just an observing. And for the next few breaths, let's inhale through the nose and exhale audibly out of the mouth. Inhaling through the nose exhaling audibly through the mouth. I'm going to read a quote for you as you continue to breathe, letting go of that audible breath, inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the nose. If for any reason you're recovering from a cold, you're sick, or you've been crying today and you're stuffy, just allow the breath to enter and exit your body the best way that you can today. I'm reading a quote from Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear by Elizabeth Gilbert. She's talking about Jack Gilbert, a poet and teacher. He smiled at the girl with infinite compassion and asked, "Do you have the courage? Do you have the courage to bring forth this work? The treasures that are hidden inside you are hoping you will say yes." Reach tall through the crown of the head, making your spine long. Reach your crown, the very top of your head, towards the sky, as if there's a little string tied around that part and someone's tugging very gently, just guiding your posture towards the sky. Allow your shoulders to drop down away from your ears towards your hips. Let the neck be soft. Let the jaw be soft. Give the eyes permission in their sockets to soften and relax. Feel your brow, your actual eyebrows, soften, letting go of any tension you've picked up today. Let your breath be slow and steady, and on your next natural inhale, begin to see the word courage. Maybe the word courage floats in front of your eyes. Maybe it's flat, as if it were written on paper. Maybe it's 3D and bright. On your next inhalation, inhale the word courage. Exhale fear. Inhale courage. Exhale fear. And continue to do so. As you inhale courage, what color is your courage? As you exhale fear, what color is your fear? Your courage may look very different than my courage. My courage looks purple, with white golden light at the edges. Inhale the color of your courage. Exhale the color of your fear. Inhaling courage. Exhaling fear. Inhaling courage. Exhaling fear. Inhaling courage. Exhaling fear. Continue to breathe at your pace. Inhaling courage. Exhaling fear. Inhaling the color of your courage. Feeling that color fill up the inside of your body. Inhale more courage. Inhale more courage. See your body filling with the color of your courage. So full. It shines out of your eyes. It shines out of the tips of your fingertips. It shines out of your ears. It shines out of your toes. Your courage shines out of your heart center. You shine. Inhale into that courage. Exhale any fear that's still there, tucked away. Inhale courage. Exhale that last little bit of fear. Inhale courage. And smile. Thank you. Feel a deep sense of gratitude, of thank you to yourself. Maintain. Hold on to this feeling as you start to flutter your eyes open, coming back to the room. Back to your day, full of courage. I hope you have a beautiful day. Thank you for spending part of it meditating with me. I'm Nikki Eisenhower. This is Emotional Badass because you are Emotional Badass. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
you find it hard to sleep at night, then the Calm Cove podcast can help you sleep deeply all night long. Calm Cove has deeply relaxing meditation music and ambient sounds, like ocean waves and crackling fires. All of our episodes are designed to help you relax and to fall asleep fast. Calm Cove is brought to you by the team behind Sleep Cove, the sleep podcast that consists of spoken word hypnosis, meditation, and stories. So if you want to listen to a beautiful soundscape tonight, search for Calm Cove on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and see how we're helping millions of people relax and go to sleep every night.